Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of Modern Nanny. I'm your host, Jen. And today I want to talk about entitlement, as well as trends, and as well as accountability and respect, you know? And you're wondering probably why I'm talking about entitlement, trends, and accountability. Well, lately, there's been a trend going on with job postings that has been really particular of what type of person they're looking for, as if they has like a checklist or something, and then asking for an obscene amount of rate to be paid to them as opposed to them paying their nanny, babysitter, au pair, or whatever it's called. So today, actually, I've seen this before, but I ran across it again today. And it is about these parents who are specifically asking for a living that pays them $60 a week to watch their six-year-old son in exchange for room and board, free room and board. But here's the kicker, right? Because they aim in towards a younger demographic, you know, a college student who really don't know any better, who probably needs a place to stay and think, oh, I'm getting out of my parents' house. So, no, you're just moving in from one house to another. And the catchy line of this is people respond angrily to ads seeking babysitter to work for free and pay rent. That is what it's called. I will be sharing it to the Modern Nanny Facebook page. If you want to see the article, it will be there. This person broke it down, and I'm just looking like, first of all, during school time is 60 hours per week that they need to pay, and they have to pay 2 weeks bond to ensure that they're going to get that person in there so they can't, you know, just dip out. Also, during the holiday, they're not required to pay them anything because they're being generous and it's the holiday. They are expected to work 6 to 20 hours a week. And also, they will have to start work at 2 o'clock in the morning just in case their kids wake up, all the way until 8:45 when they have to drop off the kids. They are asking for no extended house guests, aka no boyfriend and girlfriend, no hanky panky. Can't believe I just said that. Also, they don't want, you know, a regular, like teenage, early 20 experience. You know, people at that age, they listen to music, they want to have a good time, they want to let loose a little bit, but they're being extremely restrictive. They said they're not interested in someone who is prone to playing loud music, drinking too excessively or frequently comes home at odd hours of the night. I don't understand what they expect of this person on the weekends, if they even have to work on the weekends, because they didn't say. And then they say you have to prepare your own meals, you have to buy your meals, cook your food, but also want them to clean up after the family, eat any meals, wash any loose dishes, and wipe down the table, especially after breakfast. I'm just looking like, you know, but honestly, there are people who are going to fall for this. They are. It never fails because, sad to say, we live in a world that has a lot of desperate individuals for money, or not even for money, for a warm roof over their head. And so this will be ideal to them. And I feel like, you know, things need to get better. We shouldn't be subjected to jobs of this nature. It should be a lot better for individuals who are working their asses off to make something of themselves, to get further in life. You know, they are essentially seeking an individual who don't have parents, that's willing to help them or understand them, in my opinion, because honestly, my mother would never allow me to work for people of this nature, or even move in with someone to pay them when, you know, she has a home, bedrooms, and it's hot, and, you know, stuff like that. So I feel like they are targeting a specific group of individual, and then that's how they're going to get it done. And so I was reading it, and then someone wrote, $60 per week is a funny way of saying pay us $240 a month to raise our child. And other individual call them two entitled pricks making this post, which, you know what, honestly they are, especially if I know they probably have the money to pay this person, because it's a thing called live-in nanny. You pay the nanny to live in with you and raise your child. And the reason why you have to pay that is because it's an inconvenience to them to live with you. You know, not only do they have to not have the freedom to walk around naked, but they also have to keep all of your secrets, not just during work hours. Who knows, you know, like if you're having sex in the middle of the night and a nanny is like down the hall, she has to hear that. She has to hear that. If you're arguing, she has to hear that. If the kid wake up in the middle of the night and decide they don't want to go to the parent's bed and then decide to invade her space, she has to have her space invaded, which is why you're supposed to pay the person living with you if they're working for you, not the other way around. This is not a roommate agreement or an exchange. That's not what any of this is. And a lot of parents think that they could exchange goods like this is back in like the 1900s early day. Matter of fact, no, not even like BC time before Christ, where they had to exchange rocks for work. No, we're not doing any of those things anymore. They need to get it together. Oh, and they ideally, this post was actually made in November and is resurfacing again now, because once it's on the internet, it's always going to be on the internet. And they were specifically trying to get someone for those 8 months, but they also put a start date for January to May. So they was ideally looking for someone for 5 steady months of the school year to, you know, have someone in their home and take care of their kids. But they also reposted a different date. So they're not even consistent on the date that they are looking for. Because first it was November to May when she posted this ad, then it was January to May. Now it says that is from December to August. Like, and then if you are looking for a college individual, how are you going to subject them to wake up in the middle of the night, especially if they have exams and stuff that they need to study for? It's no privacy. You know, this actually is really upsetting me, because this is not the first time I've seen a post like this. This is why it upsets me. But also on the backhand, this is why a lot of nannies are, you know, being outrageous with their counteroffer when they do get a job, because they are like fighting crazy with crazy here. Or if they don't see it's a job that they, if the job is not what they have expected it to be, mainly because the parents probably sugarcoat it, then they ready to dip, they ready to quit, they ready to leave, you know? And then it gets like a bad taste in the parents' mouth, because now they've been abandoned. I'm telling you, there are some parents who feels abandoned by the nanny once they leave with little notice, with no notice or anything like that. That breaks them a little bit. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I met a mom about 2-3 years ago, and she had just had her baby. So the baby at this point was 4 months old, going on 4 months old. She met this person while she was like at the end of her pregnancy. They bonded. This person was there for like 2 months of the baby's life. And then like, and you know, the mom actually was going through PTSD. And so this person was there for the first 2 months, 2.5 months of the baby's life. And then she miraculously is actually a positive word, but so we're not going to say that. She disappeared. She disappeared because she had a case of her own that she needed to deal with. And right before the mom was set to go back to work, at 3 months or a little after 3 months, she had no nanny. She had no person that she confided in, who she bonded with for the first 3 months of her baby's life, for the first 3 months after having a baby and her being PTSD. That person was gone. And when I came in, she was emotionally drained. She admitted to me that she is going through a lot of emotions right now. It's hard for her to trust another person because after what happened the last time, she just feels like there's not a lot of trustworthy people to be around her daughter. And she was contemplating of staying home. And it's sad because you have good parents like the one that I just described who have done nothing wrong, who, you know, just had a daughter. And honestly, she was very reasonable with her pay and everything. I think she was offering like 5 weeks of vacation because her husband was born out of the country and they often like to go back. And so that was 2 weeks of that, 1 week of my choosing, 2 weeks of the summertime. And so it was 5 weeks vacation, and I think it was like 9 hours, maybe 10 hours. I don't know if it was like 8 to 4, 8 to 6, can't remember. And the pay was decent. The pay was like a little over $800. So was it not $800? It was definitely over $800. But at this time, mind you, it wasn't minimum wage of $15 or anything like that. But it was a salary rate. So sometimes I don't care about salary versus hourly. I care about a nice, consistent check. Sometimes I overlook, you know, a dollar or two if it's extremely consistent, it's every week, and the benefits is great. Sometimes you have to pick and choose your battles. All I see almost every single day is, what? No, you need to get paid at least this amount of money, especially if they're asking for this amount of work. And that's precisely why there's a lot of parents here that ask for these outrageous duties of a person because they could read exactly what everyone else is posting. So those are the trends right now. Those are the trends, I swear. And also, like, if you go to like care.com or Urban Sitter or City Sitters or whatever it's called, you're going to see a lot of postings and job ads of, we can only pay you $10 an hour, but we need you for like 60 hours a week. And you look and like, are they kidding me? No, they're actually very serious. And sometimes that's all they could afford. But they get bashed, they get ridiculed, they get criticized for it. And then there's other posts that are too good to be true. And you have to bend over backwards. Those are the sugar posts that sounds great, that brings you in, that has all of these beautiful incentives. But one thing they don't mention is that their child is a fucking nightmare. Yes, it happens. It happens. So you just, everyone wants you to just really be careful in making your decisions, really analyze the situation. And I actually came up with a few questions that a nanny should ask the parents when they're interviewing. So stay tuned for next episode to hear that, because it is juicy. Really, really juicy. Okay, bye.